The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely planet.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Shia is laughing at me because I have something in my teeth.
Salad in her teeth.
And you can't see it, thank goodness.
But?
Wouldn't want to look bad in front of you, but I forgive myself for it.
Good.
I'll get rid of the salad and then I'll forget too.
Forgive and forget, right. That's the name of today's show. So, without further ado,
let's talk about how to get the most out of the show. First of all, you need to include that Shy and I
finish each other's sentences. So when
to
we
our
do,
style. Yep, please include it.
Right. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic, so we're not going to try to fix you, change you, make you better. Our approach is anthropological. An anthropologist is one who studies cultures, and since each human being on this planet was born into an ongoing culture, that's where we've learned how to interact with life as part of a culture, as part of a society. In any event, we've discovered that all it takes to have your life transform is by getting into the current moment of your life, hence the name Being Here for our radio show. How you get into the current moment for most of us has been very difficult, but we've discovered that if you listen, truly listen to hear what another person says, rather than agree or disagree in your thoughts, rather than you say, oh, I know this already, or this is just like something else, or they spoke about this the last time I heard the show. But if you truly listen, it will pull you into the current moment of your life. And when that happens, your life transforms as a byproduct. You start experiencing life directly rather than thinking about it. So that's our premise.
We have a whole lineup of callers waiting. So it won't only be listening to Shia and myself. And as you listen, it's really important that you, as Shia said, hear what each person is saying from his or her perspective. And it's so easy with your facile mind to jump forward to see where we're going. And why not use this hour to slow yourself down to being here, to practice unitasking, where you just are here.
Listening.
Yeah, that should be good.
It should be great.
You know, lots of people walk around with resentments and regret. You know when you're punishing somebody in your mind? They're not there.
And all you're punishing is you because you're missing out on the magnificence of life around you in each moment.
It really has to do with being right about your point of view. Being right.
Giving up being
that
right.
Someone is wrong.
Right.
And giving up being right is
will
the
allow
essence.
You to recapture your experience of living rather than complaining in your thoughts about how they did you wrong. Or what they should have done differently.
You know, it's funny. When
or what you should have done differently.
When you're being right about something, you gather proof to support your point of view.
And you ignore everything that is counter to that point of view.
And you know what's really tragically funny is that if your point of view is that somebody is wrong, then you have to have a diminished experience of yourself or a diminished experience of this moment to prove yourself right that they hurt you.
And you have to keep that over time. So you become the victim of your own thought processes. And that's the way it is for most people. It was the way it was for us for many, many years.
If that's the way it is for you, that's normal.
Yeah.
But what we're here for is that there's another possibility, one that gives you relief from that thought process that's repetitive and painful and complaining and blame somebody or yourself even and makes you a victim of your own life.
Right. So shall we take a caller?
Yeah, why not?
I think we've covered the subject pretty much.
Sure, we'll speak about the three principles, but I have a feeling they'll crop up organically along the way.
I do too. Okay. So we have Christian on the line.
Where are you today, Christian?
Hey guys, I'm calling in from Berlin in Germany.
Berlin in Germany.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I do have a question with forgive and forget. I spoke today to my booker in my agency. And
Booker in your agency, you're a makeup artist, yes?
Yes, I'm a hair makeup artist and represented by an agency. And I spoke today with my booker, and on one point we got to... She spoke about, or she really reminded me of a mistake I did like 2 years ago. And that hurted me in that moment. And that started to...
Can I stop you?
Yes.
You say it hurt you in that moment?
Yes.
I say you hurt you in that moment.
Well, when he said that hurt me in that moment, that is implying that she did it to you.
That's right. When you say that she hurt you, that hurt you, when you say that she said something about a mistake you made 3 years ago and that hurt you, hurt you. She didn't hurt you. She just mentioned that you made a mistake 3 years ago. You hurt yourself with that.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else. It's clear you haven't forgiven you.
That's right.
Because John and I have made mistakes, what you would call mistakes with different things. I was just thinking about recently we were talking back when we were deep sea fishing. One of the things that we targeted was marlin. Like a big fish. We wanted to catch a big fish on a fly rod. And Shai was going for a particular one, and it finally came in, a black marlin.
Yep.
And he didn't set the hook. He made a, quote, mistake. And then he was hard on himself. This was many years ago, but he was hard on himself about that.
For several years.
And then we went again, and he had another opportunity, and he realized he didn't set the hook, and this time he was going to do it right.
And what happened was the fish came in very fast and very hot, and it grabbed the fly, and it pulled, and at the same time, I pulled, and it broke the line because we were both pulling at the same time. I was no longer appropriate to the current moment. I was based in a decision that I had made years before that I needed to do it strong and hard. I lost this fish.
So... he punished himself the first time. He punished himself the second time. And now what's really funny is we can talk about that. I can bring it up. And Shari's not like going, Ariel, don't talk about that.
See, because I'm not punishing myself.
It's humorous.
We still have you?
Yes.
Where did you go, old Christian?
Now I really can see that I hurt myself.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Isn't that exciting?
Isn't that great?
It's so great.
Cool. Because if you're the one who hurt yourself, then you're the one who can stop hurting yourself.
Yes.
See, if somebody else is doing it to you, you have no control. When you recognize you do it to yourself...
They say what they say, and what you do with it is up to you.
So cool. I always believe that the other person are doing this to me.
Yes.
But it's so cool.
Yes, you're the one that's cruel to yourself.
Yeah, and look, let's look at those three principles because it's perfect. Your booker, is it a male or a female?
Female.
She says something and you resisted it. What you resist, you hurt yourself with.
And it dominates your life and your experience of living. So you've lost your spark and your joy and your satisfaction and the beauty of life because you're busy beating yourself up for something you didn't even do.
So cool.
And then the second thing is, here's the perfection of the moment. She could only have mentioned that, quote, mistake. She could only have mentioned it. And
I wouldn't be at all surprised if you got her to mention it. Now, that brought some dead air.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You brought up something in the conversation that got her to mention that.
That reminded her of that?
Yep, because she wouldn't have come up with it on her own.
Yes, 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 definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, and people are really good at doing that. They usually do it with their parents, though. They get their parents to bring up the thing they don't want to look at, and then they can hurt themselves with what their parents say, and they don't have to be responsible for their own actions. Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty cool that you can see that you brought up something that triggered that in her. And it's funny. People come to our courses and sometimes they do something or they've been in a way that they consider a lesser version of themselves or embarrassing or wrong. And sometimes that sticks around for years. Like they walk in the room and you can see that they are still holding on to that while we don't think of them that way. We don't hold them that way.
Wow. Thank you so much, guys. It's now so clear to me, and it's like, okay, yeah, perfect. It's done.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, if you forgive yourself for it, she'll forget it.
That's right. If it's complete for you, it won't be there for her.
And if she happens to bring it up, you'll just be like, yep, right, not going to do that again.
Right, that happened
yep.
once.
Yep.
So cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Yeah, and we'll see you this weekend at the...
at the Freedom
Wealth, for as a,
Wealth as a Lifestyle Seminar.
Exactly.
Swept my mind for
yeah. Money, success, and happiness. Wealth as a Lifestyle.
Yeah, I had a brain freeze.
Yes. In Hamburg.
Cool. Excellent. See you very soon, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have another caller. Let's take him.
Joe, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hempstead, New York. It's out on Long Island.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here. It's very wonderful just to, as you said at the beginning of the show, just take this hour to sit and listen and slow down because my mind has been going very fast lately. And what I've noticed or what I've seen is a sort of a reversion to an older style of my life where I'm being very hard on myself. And little things that I'm doing during the day, if they're not as perfect as I think they should be, I'm criticizing myself. And then it sort of has a snowball effect.
Hmm.
I also noticed or recall that I left a message with my sister a couple of days ago because I hadn't heard back from her, and I still haven't heard back from her, because she has been ill. And I thought to myself, well, maybe it's just because I was sort of contacting her that I was getting into this old style of being hard on myself, because I know she's really hard on herself.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, Joe, because I had the thought that you've been in touch with somebody in your family that got you back in touch the way you used to be a long time ago, where you worried about things and worked on yourself.
You know, I don't remember what week it was, but you were on a show with us a bit ago, and you had just gotten off the phone with speaking with your sister, and you'd found out that she was ill. And the way you made it sound in that show was, it was dire, and my mind skipped to a fatal disease, dying
soon.
Yeah,
it seemed like terminal.
And
I remember.
We subsequently spoke with you. And
we found out that it was not a life-threatening disorder.
It was that she was
uncomfortable, yes.
Clearly uncomfortable, yeah. And, you know, sorry to hear she's ill. But there's some drama that you're wrapping around it. You know, it's very interesting, Joe, in that I'm sure that there are listeners who have followed us for some time, yourself being one of them, and I was really ill for a good portion of the beginning of this year. And there was a period after my 2 years ago, after my shoulder surgery, where I, you know, was really in pain a lot of the time. But there was no drama wrapped around it. Somehow you have this thing as weighty.
You see, the thing is this, Ariel. In Joe's family, drama reigns supreme.
Mm.
Isn't that true, Joe?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And what, I mean, what both of you are saying is absolutely true. I saw myself, I was seeing the drama of it all. I'm like, wow, it's like, my life is so great, and yet I have this thing going on in my brain that's very not so great.
Perfect. You know, we have stuff to say about that, but we need to take a break. So can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, sure.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shaya's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
As I mentioned, this tomorrow is the Freedom to Breathe in Hamburg. If you are in the area or would like to come to Hamburg, Germany, it's not too late to join us. And then Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle is this weekend. We are not in New York City on Monday because we'll still be in Germany. We'll be back on October 12th. And in case you're interested, the next New York City weekend seminar is Say Yes to Your Life, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You can find out all of our schedule on our website
at transformationmadeeasy.com.
I like making it easy.
Made easy. It's easy.
Yeah, you know what? Shout out to our amazing web company, Tag Online, for digitally online making transformation easy. For sure. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Still with us, Joe?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. It's interesting because there's a gap with you, and you're kind of low key, low energy. It's like as if you put a damper on your enthusiasm.
It's as though it would be irresponsible for you to be excited and enthusiastic and having fun in your life if your sister is sick.
Yes, it's very true.
You demonstrated the gap very well.
Yes, thank you. You're getting closer to real time.
There you go.
Okay.
See, life is happening in this moment, not in your thoughts about this moment. What most people don't realize is when you're thinking about things that aren't happening right now, that takes you out of the current moment. And life in the current moment is exciting and it's sensational. You know, you feel things, you see things. Life is extraordinary if you're here for it. No matter where you are, it's extraordinary if you're here for it. But if you're lost in your thoughts or resisting something, then you're not here for your life. Or if you're complaining to yourself about how you did something wrong once. You know, the dictionary definition of forgiveness is to give up the right to punish. That's pretty cool, you know, the right or the desire to punish. And it's like to forgive a debt where you no longer owe anything. It's over. So when you forgive yourself, you don't work on, oh, I shouldn't have done that. It's over. It never happened.
You know, the other thing in this technological world and going back to Christian talking about being hurt or
hurting himself.
Yes. We tend to text or leave messages. And if a person doesn't get back to us in a arbitrary time frame that is defined by us as appropriate, whatever that may be, 5 minutes, 2 hours, half a day, whatever it is, we hurt ourselves with their lack of communication. But people have these busy, glutted lives, or in your sister's case, she may not even have her phone on if she's not feeling well. And it's like, well, she hasn't gotten back to me yet, is a very interesting...
It's a form of, as Christian did, hurting yourself to prove yourself right that she's insensitive.
See, I can say the same thing two separate ways. I called my sister. She hasn't gotten back to me yet. Or she hasn't called back yet. The other is, I called my sister. She hasn't called back yet.
Right. Right. Yes.
There's a complaint
embedded
in there.
Complaint.
Mm-hmm. See, one is a fact.
But anything you resist dominates your life. So if you're resisting your sister's not calling you back, that's what your life becomes about. And then you forget about everything that's magnificent around you.
Uh-huh. Yes. This is true. Well, okay. Yeah, I don't know whether it's just a family thing where, you know, I'm supposed to be seriously concerned about everybody and do something to... you know, support their whatever they need. And I see how I've been hurting myself instead of just being there.
Well, look, I doubt that your family's listening in, but are you seriously concerned about your sister in reality?
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. Let me think.
See, I know that's the correct answer. But during the course of your day, have you been seriously concerned about your sister, or have you been doing your work?
Absolutely doing my work, yeah.
Does that make you a bad person?
No.
Well, here's the thing. This is my experience. If I pick up a telephone and call, and you pick up the other end, then we're connected. I really experience people as being interconnected. So if you're going about your day and you're feeling well and doing well, that's the best way you can support somebody around you who is not doing well. Because if they tune in on you, they can spontaneously feel better. Feeling glum and awful for somebody if they're hurting or they've had a tragedy or they're ill does not make you a more caring person. It just makes you hurting also.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is somewhere in what you said, Joe, I feel like you want her to take care of you now. It's like she hasn't called me back. So it's like it's one thing to leave her a message, say, hey, you may not be answering your phone calls much. I just want you to know I'm here for you. So call me if you need anything. It's very different than, okay, call me. Or,
right.
You know.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. You know, one of the things, I know this is about forgive and forget, but let's talk just for a moment about proving and approval. And that really gets based a lot in parents and family dynamics and enculturation. Because one of the things that you are wrestling with, Joe, is whether or not you approve of yourself and how you feel and whether or not you're doing enough for your sister. And then when you call her, you haven't just been calling to offer your support. It's also so that she will approve of how you're
behaving as a brother.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's not being here. That's change. That's the dichotomies. That's approval and proving.
Right and wrong and good and bad.
You know, and then there's simply being yourself and being authentic, which may mean driving over there and seeing her. It may mean giving her space. It's really about
looking and seeing and being appropriate.
Rather than living from rules that were embedded or absorbed or made up during your childhood.
Yeah, right. Very
excellent.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
You're welcome. Very nice to talk to you guys. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, excellent. We have another caller. Let's take her, shall we?
Hey, Christina, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. So I really feel like listening. It's been great really listening to the show. I feel like I need to forgive myself.
Yes.
I don't really. I feel emotional about it.
What have you done now?
I haven't really done anything, but I feel like I keep bringing up stuff.
Yeah. Let's slow things down for a moment, darling. See, being upset for you has been a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Well, remember back
because you sound young now.
Yeah, that was a way you used to have of slowing down the action, of not having to be responsible, of not having to look. It's as if it was a way for you to avoid being in trouble because you're already giving yourself so much grief. Nobody else wanted to give you grief, but now you're playing both people. You're giving yourself grief so you don't give yourself grief.
Right.
And look, you've done nothing wrong. So you're going to say, but I've disappointed myself.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Well, of course you've disappointed yourself. So what? See, You've done things in the past that you're not too happy about right now. But that doesn't mean that you have to punish yourself for what you've done in the past.
In fact, punishing yourself for those things actually sets you up to repeat them. It almost guarantees it.
It guarantees it.
It's not the same as being responsible. So, for instance, let's take eating, binge eating or overeating or eating irresponsibly, because I know that that can be something that you struggle with and a lot of people struggle with. The thing with eating something that you know is not going to make your weight less, it's going to just give you extra pounds or kilos that you are then going to have to take away at some point. And then most of us then really, once we get to the turnaround point, are hard on ourselves for having done that.
We mistakenly think that being hard on yourself will keep you from doing it again.
And it actually hides from yourself that you did that on purpose.
See, you're not a victim.
That I ate that thing on purpose?
Absolutely, you ate that on purpose.
Well,
Hey, you have a boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Do you still love me?
Yes.
No, I mean, do you see, the game is called, do you still love me?
Ah, you got me.
With...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You love me? Really? Try this.
Try this. How about if I'm 10 pounds heavier?
You
do you
sure
still
you
love me?
Right.
But still love me. Now I'm 20 pounds heavier. Can you still love me? Well,
right.
Yeah. Now there's just more of you to love.
I don't love me.
Well, that's the problem.
Well,
I think we spoke about this before. If you're proving yourself right that you're wrong, then nobody can love you enough to have you feel loved. And it doesn't matter what you weigh.
You know, over the years that I have known Shia, and you know, granted, we've been married a little over 31 and we've been together 33 years. I have weighed up and down a difference of 30 pounds, so that's like a third of my body weight, and it's like I wasn't better one place or the other. Although, truthfully, when I was 102 pounds, I was really miserable because I was trying to do being a better me and I was starving myself. And I was really, this was pre-transformation. I was a very unhealthy mindset at the time. It was reflective of that. But it's like, if you want to lose weight, by the way, loving where you're at is the best place to start.
Really? Because if you're being hard on yourself, you do not allow things to go, including weight.
Okay.
Hey.
I can see that. Yes.
Forget there are scales or mirrors. See, if you can't see yourself, then you have nothing to complain about you.
Do you know what's really funny, though?
No,
whenever Sean and I travel and I don't have a mirror and I don't have a scale because we have in our
funny.
House.
I know where you're going.
There is this cycle for me where always like 1 or 2 days before I come home, I'm certain
that
I've gained a massive amount of weight. And this last trip I said to Shia, oh, look, Shia, I've reached the I am fat stage. It's a conversation in my thought processes.
And it runs.
And what's funny is I'm generally within a day after, you know, losing the weight from a plane ride, less off or the same as when I left. But I have a conversation about what is a better me, but I don't listen to it as if it's me, and I don't resist it, because if you resist it, it dominates your life. And it's become a very funny part of travel for me. just the same way it used to be. I'd sit in the car ride on the way home with a list of all the things I planned to do when I got home, which I came to realize was code for I'm exhausted and I need to rest.
Right. Cool.
So, look.
Before you say more.
We have to go to a break.
Can you come back with this after a break?
Yes.
Excellent.
That's great.
We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. You know, we just came out with a new book. It's our fifth book, and it's a great book. It's called Practical Enlightenment, and it's available on Amazon, only on Amazon, as a matter of fact, right now.
Yep. Stay tuned. Soon, the audio version will be coming out on Audible, which is also a subset of Amazon, but we're very proud of it.
Yeah, it's a great book, and everybody who reads it or that we know has given us very positive feedback about it.
Excellent.
So why don't you go up online, go to Amazon, not right now, after the show, and order Practical Enlightenment.
We have a couple
great
spaces left.
In Costa Rica.
Now, mind you, we are doing courses tomorrow and the next few days in Hamburg, so I am very, it's very
certain,
likely there will be even less spaces available by the end of the weekend. So if it's something that you want to do, you should reach out to us soon or just go ahead and register because we'd love to make space for you.
Yes.
We have.
Oh, you got to remember that there is a prerequisite for Costa Rica that
yes,
you join us for a weekend so we discover whether we work and play well together.
Yeah. Everybody who's coming is great. We've already pre-assured it. Christina, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So you were about to say something before we went to the break. Do you know where you were or what?
I don't remember anymore. I just feel so much better now.
Well, that's good. That's what counts. See, when you get into the current moment, everything's better. What's upsetting, Christina, is the conversation that you listen to, your thoughts, and they're not in current time. They're repetitive. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Same thoughts over and over. And it happens when you're at idle, not when you're engaged.
Okay.
You know, a number of years ago, early in our careers in business, we did body work with people. We worked with people. I had a massage license therapy, and we worked with people.
Okay.
And there was a woman who came who was a horseback rider and, you know, semi-professional. And she was beating on herself and hard on herself because she was L-A-Z-Y, lazy. She had bad form, and she always listed to the right. And one of the things that happened, speaking of mirrors, at some point we stood her in front of a mirror, and what she discovered was that her right side was actually shorter than her left side, and that she needed to compensate for it in order to look even to people. And that when she collapsed into an old idea of herself, she always looked lazy, or she looked slumpy, or she looked like she was listing. I really feel as if for you, you have an automatic, almost like short side. It's the side that feels sorry for yourself. It's the side that thinks you've done something wrong and that you need forgiveness. And
so here's the thing. I forgive you. How about you, Vera? Do you forgive me?
Absolutely.
How about you, Christina? Do you forgive you?
Yes.
But that I need forgiveness thing, or I've done something wrong, will always be on tap.
On tap. You don't have to pull the tap. You know, it's like
it's
beer.
If you kind of like fold into it. She needed to bring attentiveness to being upright in herself, because that was on tap forever. And it didn't make her wrong. It was just a fact of how her body was put together. Your way of thinking, if you collapse into it, you'll always think you're screwed up.
That's great.
You know what? That's part of the brilliance of you. That's part of what gives you such compassion with people. That's part of what allows you to recognize things in people and not be hard on them for it. So, you know,
stop being hard on yourself.
Give yourself a break.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Let's take our next caller, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Mike in.
Hi, guys. Great.
Hi.
What a great show.
Well, thank you.
I'm so impressed by all of these people.
Yes, and we're prepared to be impressed by you as well.
Yes.
Oh. Takes one to know one.
So where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from Hamburg in Germany.
Yippee, we get to see you.
Yes, see you soon.
Yes, soon. So what is your question, my dear?
You know, the funny thing, most of the question is already answered by all these other people.
Well, if you did have a question, what would it be?
Okay. My ex-husband told me that he will get married again.
Yes.
And I had not nice thoughts about it.
You had
what?
What?
We didn't understand what you said. You were upset.
You had what about it?
I didn't have nice thoughts about it.
Oh, you didn't have nice thoughts about it. Okay.
You didn't have nice thoughts about
him.
That's because your ex-husband isn't your ex-husband. See, somehow you think you're still married to him.
Okay. How do you mean that?
I mean that if he were truly your ex-husband, as in no longer related to you in any way, you would forget about him.
I'll give you an example. There was a fellow that I was engaged to early on, prior to having met Shia. And I've heard that he's married. He may even have kids. I don't know. And I just think, thank God it's not me. because I'm not married to him.
Right. She's no longer engaged to him. She no longer thinks about him. See, here's the problem. Somehow, you think that your marriage to your ex-husband should have turned out differently.
Yes.
And that you should still be happily married, even though it was difficult to be with him.
Yes.
I'll tell you something else.
I think in retrospect, sometimes you see things better than they were.
Yes. That seems to be relationship.
So see, what happens for people when they break up and they don't have somebody else immediately in their life, they remember the good times as better than they were, and they forget the bad times, and they think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have broken up with that person.
Yeah, right.
Wrong. There's a reason you call him your ex.
No, it's right that I had these thoughts.
It's
part of the machine called your mind. It isn't you.
You know, there's something that you're missing in the conversation about your ex, and that's your son. You and your ex share a son together. And there was something years down the road after our daughter Diana had attended some seminars with us, and she said, you know, I have to tell you the truth. I really recognized even pretty early on when I was younger that mom was better off without you and you were better off without mom, but it didn't mean that I didn't keep working to try to get you two back together because I wanted it. Because from a kid's perspective, they want what they want. And I wouldn't be surprised if at least some of the attachment that you have to your ex is not only because clearly you see him when you have exchanges with your son going back and forth, but I wouldn't be surprised if your son, even if he's reconciled to the situation, isn't on some level working you two to get back together because a kid wants what they want, even if it's cereal and is bad for them with all that sugar.
I never thought about that.
So I would get interested in when you have the regretful thoughts or the vengeful thoughts or when they crop up, like what triggers them rather than having the thoughts be mean anything.
See, what if those thoughts aren't even you? You know, what if those thoughts just show up automatically? Because tell me the truth, Mike. Tell me the truth. If I could get your ex-husband to agree to move back in with you tonight, would you be say yes or no?
I would say no.
Well, so why bother hurting yourself and wasting your life thinking it should be different than it is?
It's true. I'm hurting myself with this. But, yeah, I think why can he do this time now with another boy what I expected him to do with our child?
Hey, I had a friend once who got married after having a family, and he was going to try to do it right with the next child, what he didn't do for his first child. I guarantee you the second child was just as screwed up as the first, because the father was kept on trying to do it right. You can't do it right. You can just do what you do.
So I have a question. Does your ex like being told what to do?
No.
So the more you demand him to operate in a certain way, the more you ensure he doesn't, so you can be right that he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was one of the things that was really freeing for Shia when he realized that his relationship with his ex-wife, that she no longer had say or control over him, and that he had to trust himself, that how he was with our kids, my stepkids and his biological kids, was right for him and right for them. And she definitely had different opinions on how he and we should be doing it. But the kids have turned out
just
brilliantly.
Dandy.
But part of the reason they got divorced was they had different
life goals
and different perspectives on how things should be done.
Yeah, we had that. Right.
And here's the thing. You're being resentful of him investing in if his new new girlfriend has a son and he's being kind and loving to that child, and you're resenting that. The person whose life gets eaten away
is yours.
And who knows, maybe by investing in that child, he'll learn how to be even a better father with yours.
Cool, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, look. The other thing is this, Mike, and you live in a world where women complain about men. And I bet
yes.
you got friends that complain about their ex-husbands.
Yes.
And they talk about them in not nice ways.
Yes.
And you pick that up. And so, look, you can either have a peaceful relationship with your ex-husband, or it can be war. All of your girlfriends are at war with their ex-husbands.
Yeah, and it takes much energy.
And there's an agreement out there that men are wrong, and you should be angry with them for how they behave. Is that a yes?
Yes, yes.
So you could get enrolled. You know, it's easy for somebody to enroll you in getting angry with your ex-husband just by rolling their eyes. You got it. Then you got that. You laughed. You saw that
I saw it.
They make statements without words.
You know, it's really perfect that we're talking to you, because it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, whether you've gotten a divorce, your husband, ex-husband is remarrying, your sister is sick, it's a lovely day or it's rainy. It doesn't matter. It's okay to be excited about your life, which is next week's episode. And we're about done today. And you know what's really cool, Maiken, is that you cannot be excited about your life if you're holding a grudge with yourself or anybody else.
Right. So until you forgive your ex-husband for being the person he is, good, bad, right, wrong, nice guy or jerk.
And anything you did that caused the relationship to dissolve.
But everything you guys did caused the relationship to dissolve, because that's the way it was going.
It was perfect. And it's perfect. And so are you.
And you're happier out of it than in it.
So thank you for calling in today. I'm sure you've touched a lot of people, because a lot of people have relationships that end and there's all the mishmash afterwards. We're going to be back next week. You're welcome to call in again. And thank you all for being here. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And between now and then, share the show.
Absolutely.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.